information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
I just want to use for a thought. It's working for my good. It is working for my good. Amen. We have a many things in life that we go through, and we can't see any good in it. I want you to look with me in your Bible. Verse 26, Romans the 8th chapter. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? May God add a blessing to those hearers and doers of his word. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, the second thing, I got kind of into it after I talked about prayer, but we have to see here that purpose is important. It is so important that we need to know, and Paul was letting them know. He said, and we know, you need to have confidence. You need to be sold out on this. You need to be persuaded that all things, your headaches, your heartaches, your heartbreaks, whatever it is, your mishaps, your mess ups, all of these things are working for your good. How did that work for my good? I don't know. But what I do know is that the Spirit has prayed already. What I do know is that he has something coming my way. What I do know is that he's not going to let me stay in this condition, but I'm going to overcome. Come on and say amen. I do know that no matter what comes my way, that he'll lift me up. That's why when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will do what? Lift up a stand. I need to know this. And he said, for we know, and we know all things, not a few things, not some of the things, not only the things that happened to me at church, but all things, even the stuff that happened to me on the job, the stuff that happened to me at the store, in the street, wherever, all these things work together for the good of them that love God. We got to know this. And so all things, you know how you take everything and you dump it in that pot and you're trying to make, come on and say amen. All of that's going to give a good flavor, and by the time I'm finished, it's going to be good. He says all things, they work. They function to work for your good because of who you are. They function. They work together. Now, we got some things that look like they're working against us right now. It looks like it's working against us. Amen? It looks like, I didn't say it was, it looks like it's working against us. But God has a way of yoking those things up to pull us in the direction that he wants us to go. He says, it worked for good to them that work. First of all, you got to what? Love? You got to love God. He says, them that love God. Now, there are some people that pretend they love God, but they only love the blessings that God give them. They can't see past the hand of God to try to seek the face of God. Oh, come on and say amen. We got to get in God's lap and seek his face. Come on and say amen. Because, you know, those things are working for us because the Holy Spirit, he's praying. And there's a process, there's intercession. But he's also praying in verse 27, he's praying from a position of an intercessor. Now, and then we understand that these things work together for good to them that first off love God and to the called according to his purpose, to the ones who he brought out of darkness into his marvelous light, to the call, the ones that he bid to come. Whosoever will, let him what? He's opened it up, and we got to just come to him. And he said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We need to know that he sent a word to us. And when he sent his word, he intends for us to answer and to come to him. That's why when he went to the disciples, the Bible only records, they don't record the full conversation, except for one. They record when he talked to Nathaniel, and Nathaniel had a conversation and followed him. But most everybody, he said, come follow me. And guess what they did? They got up and they followed. Do you know that the reason why is because he had a connection with them in the spirit? Amen. We got to connect with God spiritually. Amen. And he says, according to the will of God and according to what? His what? Purpose. We need to know that the purpose of God, it supersedes our purpose. The scripture said, many are the devices of a man's heart, but it's God's counsel that shall stand. I don't know what you got in your heart to do. You got a whole bunch of stuff you want to do. But I ask you, I declare to you that you need to go and say, God, what is it that you would have for me to do? Come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, we need to know that all the good things, the ups and the downs, they work for my good. Oh, yeah, when people lie on you, it's working. I don't know how. Listen, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm here with you. I don't know how, but I realize it works for my good. Come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, all the highs and lows, they work for my good. Whenever you look at and we see how musicians play, every musician know that in every song there has to be some high notes and there have to be some low notes. But the fact is that the highs and the lows, when they come together, they work together to make a good song. Oh, come on and say amen. Your life is the same way. There may be some highs, and yeah, we can hit them highs and we can stay there, but highs are not going to make it beautiful. We got to put some lows in it. Come on and say amen. And so when I get my highs and lows flowing and they're working together for my good, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be good. It's going to be all right. Come on and say amen and tell somebody it's working for my good. Oh, yeah, and then he says in verse number 28, and we know that all things work together. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Look at this. In verse 29, he talks about predestination. Although we understand prayer and that prayer is a process, and we understand that the position of the intercessors is that the Holy Spirit makes that intercession for us, and we understand that there's a purpose in life for us, that everyone has their very own unique purpose, just like your fingerprints are unique, your eyes, they're unique. You have your very own unique purpose, and we need to seek it, but then we need to know that we are predestined. Amen. Verse 29 tells us that we're predestined. He said, and he did foreknow us. He knew us beforehand. He knew us before we even made it. He told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, I knew you. I knew who you were. I knew who you were going to be. I know what family I was going to put you in. I knew who was going to slap you in the face for preaching. I knew you was going to be in the dungeon for preaching. Come on and say amen. But I'm going to bring you up out of that. I'm going to let you live past the slap. I'm going to let you, come on and say amen. What we got to realize is that God is going to let us live past the lie. He's going to bring us out of the trouble. He's going to take us through the storm. He'll take us through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't have to fear evil. He already knows that, but the thing is, we don't know, but that's where faith comes in. We have to trust him that he knows exactly what he's doing. We have to trust him that even if it don't look good, even if it looks dim and grim, I trust you, Lord, with tears in my eye. I trust you. Oh, God, I trust you when everything looks bad, when all hell is broke loose. I can trust God. I can't do nothing else when my back is up against the wall and I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I don't have any choice but to look up because God will deliver me. Oh, yeah, his arm is not short that he can't save. God will pick me up and he'll turn me around. Hallelujah. He said he predestined you to be conformed, to be changed, to be changed. He's predestined you to look different. He's predestined you not to look like everybody else. That's what's wrong with the church now. We want to do what everybody else is doing. Why can't we be leaders? God was a leader when he looked out into nothing, spoke to nothing, and made something. But here we are, we don't want to become like God. He wants us to be in the image of his what? His son. And when he said the image, the word image there, check this out. The word image is the word icon. God said, I want you to be an icon. We got people in celebrities, they're icons. God said, that shouldn't be your idol. That shouldn't be your icon. You should be an icon. I got my iPad and I looked at all these icons that's on my iPad. And all I have to do is touch one. You see, the icon is the image to let me know that behind that there's a program that I want to get to. Yeah. And what God is saying is that you should be the icon that people ought to click on. They don't get the icon, but they get the program. They get the whole, they get everything that he is. If I just touch the icon, I get everything that's in that, I get it all. Oh, come on and say amen. And so God is saying, I wish I had somebody that'll just touch me. I wish somebody would just, if you touch me, I'm not going to give you me. I'm going to give you God. And some people touch us in a rough manner, but we don't give them God. We give them a cussing. Some people touch us in loud. They touch us in different ways, and we want to get off. We want to give them something else. But when they touch you, can you give them the whole program? Can you give them everything that God is? Can you show them that God is love? Can you show them that he's the lily of the valley? Can you show them that he's a bridge over troubled water? Can you? Do I have anybody that want to show the image of God? I'm the icon. If you touch me, I'm not going to give you me, but I'm going to give you God. I'm going to let the program get the running so that you'll get just what you need. You'll get what you're looking for. You won't, oh, come on and say amen here. We got to see here that the icon is just an image that people can see so that they'll know that something's really there. So that they'll know, come on and say amen, that this thing will work. And so therefore, I say to you that it's working for your good. Oh, yeah, come on, tell somebody, click on me, and you'll see what God has in store. If you just touch me, I'll open up and show you. God say, if you touch me with your tithe, I'll open up the windows and pour you out a blessing. God told the woman with the issue of blood, oh yeah, Jesus was just an icon. He was the image. God was trying to show us that there's something more. And there was a woman with an issue of blood that when she touched him, guess what? It opened up and she received her healing. Jesus said, who touched me? Do I have anybody in here today that realizes that you got to touch the image? I got to touch the image. I got to become the image. And if I can just get to the image, I can get the whole program. This thing will run right for me. And you know what? When I touch it, I got it. And then I can enjoy it. Even though there are some things that I have to go through to download it. Come on and say amen. But I thank God that I can get it. And since I can get it, I'm going to enjoy it. Oh, come on and praise his name. See, becoming a Christian, there are some things that you got to go through to download this process. But once it's there, when you got Christianity in your heart, once you got a word in your heart, oh yeah, come on and praise his name. Then you got all that you need. If I can just see the icon, everything behind it is all that I need. I don't have to see how the components work. I don't have to see how the software been made up. But what I do know is that when I touch it, it's going to give me exactly what I need. And so guess what? We are supposed to be iconic people. I'm supposed to be an icon to you. You ought to be able to touch me and I can tell you the truth. You ought to be able to touch me and you can get some healing from me. You ought to be able to touch me and run the devil out of your mind. Oh, come on, praise his name. You ought to be able to touch me and get salvation. You ought to be able to touch me and get an understanding of who God is. Oh, come on, do I have any icons in here? Oh, yeah, you ought to touch somebody and say, show me, show me who you. He said that we're predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, who he did predestinate, them he also called. Who he called, he also justified. Who he justified, them he also glorified. And so if God called you, he justified you. We got to quit trying to make ourselves right. I'm more right than this person because I don't do and I do this and I do that. You, well, they ain't all that. We got to quit trying to make ourselves more right. God is the one that justifies. And guess what? He justifies by his blood. When you're washed in the blood of Jesus, all of us, I don't care how deep you were in sin, when the blood of Jesus washes it away, he can wash away anything. Oh, yeah, no matter what stain you have on your soul, I don't care how many stains you got on your soul, all it takes is one bottle of Clorox to get stains out. Come on. All it takes is one bottle of Shout. I don't care how many stains it is, but if I got a bottle, I can get it out. Come on and say amen. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that no matter what you've done, what walk of life you come from, if he called you, he's predestined you, and he will get you justified. And then not only that, he said, then I'm going to glorify you. I'm going to put some weight on you. I'm going to illuminate you. I'm going to make it to where people see your life. So the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Wherever you are right now, you need to know that wherever you are, your condition is not your conclusion. You may not be where you want to be today. You may have some situation that you don't like today, but you need to know that glory is coming. The glory of God going to be revealed, and it's going to come upon me. The glory of God, he's going to shine on me. That's what the old people used to sing a song. They used to say, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse, let it shine on me. What we got to realize is that the shining means that he's glorifying you, that he's shining upon you. You ever looked at those old pictures when they showed the saints, or when they showed Jesus, or made a picture of Jesus, an image, or what they called those pictures were icons, and every time you saw one, it looked like a light was shining on them. And so what was he showing us? He was showing that if you walk in me, then I'll glorify you. I will shine on you. And see, people always try to shine on you, but God is the only one that when he shines on you, that you'll really be illuminated. And when he shines on you, people won't make fun of you then. They'll say, I gotta get with whoever it is they're with, so I can get the hook up, so I can shine. What God is saying, that we are light because he's the father of light. And since he's the father of light, you are a light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We got to see this here. We need to know that he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. I don't know about you, but I refuse to walk in darkness. I'm not going to be tricked into darkness. Darkness, because I'm walking in the light, because the glory of God has rested upon me. Oh, praise his name. When we look at this, he said that he justified and then he glorified us. He get us right first, and then he illuminates, and then he rests his glory upon us. Oh, praise his name. Then in verse 31, I'm almost done, he said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us? What can we say to the things that we go through? If you read that whole chapter, you'll see that he talked about some things that we're going to go through. He said, but what shall we say to these things? He said, if God is on your side, then everybody else might as well be. So whatever you're going through, that if God is on your side, you'll make it through it, because it's working for your good. I don't care how bad it looks. Don't care how dim and grim it gets. You need to know that whatever it is working for my good. Somebody tried to say it this way. They say, if it doesn't kill me, it'll make me stronger. But if God let it kill me, I'm still going to be glorified. Say yes here and give him some praise. He said, if God be for us. You see, I don't have anything else to say. He said, what shall we say to these things? Paul just gave us an answer to all of your trouble. He's given you an answer to all of your sickness. He's given you an answer to all the lies told on you. He's given you an answer to all the haters you got to shake off. He's giving you an answer to the people that hate you for no reason. He's giving you an answer to the trials and tribulation. What shall I say? I say that if God be for me. Say, God is for you. He's for me. Who shall be against me? I got a question. Devil, who are you going to send my way? Who can stop me? Because God is for me. Who can shut me down? Can't nobody stop what God is doing. Can't nobody. You see, you got to understand something. Just like the icons that I got on my iPad, if I so happen to touch it by accident, I can't stop it from opening up and showing me what's there. So if God be for me, touch on me if you want to. Do something if you want to. But if God be for me, then who can be against me? You ought to look at your neighbor and just shrug your shoulders and say, who? There ain't nobody. Then Paul goes on to tell us that if God gave his only son just for us, he'll freely give us whatever we need. So why you poor mouthing, why you sitting back saying God should have did it? He'll give you just what you need. He said it pleases the Father to give you the kingdom. God wants you to have what you need. Paul even tells us in Philippians that my God shall supply all of my needs. Say yeah. But Paul goes on to say, I need you to understand, I didn't read this part, but in verse 37 he says, in all things, he said, we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. It's because he loves us that I'm going to conquer whatever comes my way. When you go in a conqueror, what it really means is, I'm going to war, but I'm going in and the fight ain't fair, because I got something in me. Somebody see, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Then Paul goes on to say that you know it got to be worth it, because I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. In other words, Paul said, what I'm going through right now, it ain't enough to stop me. What I might go through tomorrow, it still can't stop me. He said, nor height nor depth. I don't care how high it gets. If the water comes up high, the Spirit of God will lift me up. If it gets too deep, he has an arm to lift me up. Oh, praise his name. He said that height or depth, nor anything in creation, can't nothing that's been made, nothing that's been created from day one until this day shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Can't nobody, can't no thing separate me. I can't be stopped, because love keeps lifting me. Love lifts me higher. I can't be stopped, because love, come on, praise his name, is working for my good. Why is it working for my good? Because he loves me. He loves me. Tell your neighbor he loves me. Well, if you got the devil in your way, you need to remind the devil. You need to say, devil, he loves me, so you can't stop me. You can't do nothing about this, because it's working for my good. Yeah, you got in my way one time. I didn't know how to jump then, but now I know how to leap. Say, yeah. You got in my way another time. I didn't know how to get on my knees and pray, but I know how to pray now. It worked for my good. I didn't want to praise God, but I realize when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So now I lift my hands, rear my head back, and say thank you. Say yes. Say thank you. Yeah. I didn't know how to get through, but now I know how to get through. I get through on my knees. Oh, praise his name. Oh, say yeah. It's working for my good. I thank God. that it works for our good. I didn't know how it was going to work out, but when I read about Jesus, I realized it didn't look good. They arrested Jesus one night when he got up from a prayer meeting. They arrested him that night. They took Jesus and whipped him till blood poured from his body. Boy, it didn't look good. They took Jesus from one judgment hall to the next, and it didn't look good. They took a thorn of crowns and beat it down in his head, but it didn't look good. They took him and put a cross on his back. It was so heavy that he fell. And sure, it didn't look good. But you got to realize that it's still working. Oh, praise his name. They took Jesus. They put nails in his hand. I know it didn't feel good. Neither do it look good. And they took Jesus and wrapped him up between heaven and earth. Here goes Mary, his mother, and John, his brother, who's standing there looking. And they said, boy, this don't look good. But Jesus looks around, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. No, it don't look good. The devil's slapping high five. We got him now. We put him on a tree, the same kind of tree that we got Adam and Eve with. Now we got Jesus with a tree. We put him on a tree. Oh, come on, praise his name. And Jesus, he looks up to heaven, and he said, Father, I commend my spirit into thine hand. Now it looked like all hope is gone. It did not look good. Jesus didn't have a grave. They wrapped his body up, put it in a borrowed tomb, but it didn't look good. And see, what you need to know, it do look bad. And while you're going through in your dormant state, Jesus went to hell. They couldn't see Jesus working, but he was working it out. He went down to hell, took captivity captive, brought the righteous out of hell, the Sheol, or the place of the grave, went back to the grave. Somebody say yes. But on the third day, it didn't look good. But early, can I get somebody preach along with me and say, early. Sunday morning, he got up, and what didn't look good, it worked out for the good, not just for my good, but for mankind's good. He rose up, and he said, power, I have power in my hand. Say yeah. So what didn't look good, it worked for the good. Say yeah. Say yeah. No, he's all right. Yeah. Yeah. Won't he work for you? Won't he open doors that's been closed in your face? Won't he heal you? Won't he bless you? Won't he give you just what you need? Won't he? I say, won't he? Won't he touch your body and tell you to run on? Won't God do it? Is he able? Say yeah. Say yeah. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He'll lift you up. He'll pick you up with your downtrodden self. Look like the enemy came in, almost took you out. You couldn't lift up your head. But I heard the word say, he's the lifter of your head. Say yeah. Say yes. I heard him say that the enemy, that no weapon formed against me. Yeah, I seen some things. Some stuff came against me. I saw it form up, but I realized if God be for me, look here, you don't have to wait till the battle is over. If God's in the battle with you, you ought to shout now.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welsh Street, Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be